Bullying is an issue that can affect any child, but from talking to parents, we know that children with special educational needs and disabilities can be more vulnerable.
It's the seriousness as well of how you tackle things, because I've had children that as something as simple as jumping the line in the lunch queue because they know that they can take advantage of the child that's in front of them and move them out of the way, or jump ahead because they know that that child won't speak up for them.
We know from speaking to parents that unfortunately it can be the case that sometimes parents will report incidents of bullying and the school will say they've dealt with them, but actually they're not addressing the underlying issues and the reasons as to why these small incidents are taking place.
And children are really bright, aren't they? They can be really emotionally intelligent, can't they, from a very early age. So they can identify what children's needs are, they can anticipate, they can understand, they can really, as great as they can be, they can also sometimes know when a child has got a particular limitation and they can take advantage of it.
So in this episode, we look at practical strategies for highlighting these issues to the school. To gather these tips, we spoke to Helen and Samantha.
Hi, my name is Helen Lambie. I'm currently the deputy head in a small school where I'm also the Senko.
Helen is a deputy head and Senko in a mainstream primary school, and over the last 20 years has worked in large and smaller school settings.
And I worked with some Year 7 children in Canada.
My name is Samantha Griffiths. I'm the head teacher at the same school that Helen works in. Helen's my deputy.
Samantha has worked in large and small primary schools over 20 years, as well as community schools. She's also acted as a consultant for the borough
and worked with schools that have demanded intensive support. I have with them then, it won't just be about the fact that they have jumped the queue. It is not about them jumping the queue, it is about how they have then manipulated that situation or taken advantage of that person. And so we always make sure we have the conversation about not just
what happened,
it's the why.
Angie Fenn and Sue North, staff who work for Contact a Family and have been involved in our anti-bullying work, also join the conversation.
But that, you know, that jumping at the line, they'll say, well, you know, they were punished for jumping the line. What else do you want?
It's not jumping the line.
It's not about jumping the line. It's about, like, my child being manipulated
every day.
Yeah. And no one.
And then
these
being diluted down.
On my child.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of feeling powerless. Of feeling disempowered.
And it's that kind of thing, is that the level of seriousness is suddenly ramped up if I think any part of it is to do with manipulation, undermining, devaluing children, because you know when it is one or the other.
From a practical point of view, what things can a parent do to help highlight the issue?
I mean, what we suggest as well is, like, when we say about bullying log, about kind of recording the incidents and actually what happened, we also say keep a record of how your child was impacted,
what effect it's had on them, how they feel,
how it's affected them at home, and how it's affecting them at school, i.e. they don't want to go, or at home they're not sleeping, or they're not eating, or they're overeating. Let the school know about the impact of this. Don't just say he was shoved over in the dinner queue. What happened after that? Well, they want to come home at dinner time. By coming home at dinner time, then they're missing out on maybe whatever chess club or whatever that they used to really like.
And it's interesting, when you have a conversation with the bully's parent, if you were to report to the bully's parent, your child has been involved in this situation and this situation, then they'll listen. But where they really engage is when you talk to them about the impact it's had on the child that they've bullied. And I'll say, well, actually, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, that the child that's being bullied hasn't eaten, didn't eat anything for his tea last night and cried all the way through the night, or whatever the impact is. And that is when you properly get active engagement and listening.
Make sure you've got that impact on your child of the situation that's been happening, not just the what happened, but how it made my child feel and the aftermath
of
that.
Absolutely.
Because that is where the power is, isn't it? And nobody wants to hear that children are feeling upset.